Welcome back to the Daily Threat, your go-to source for all things cybersecurity. Today we have a jam-packed episode filled with the latest cybersecurity news and analysis to keep you informed and secure. Our first story comes from InfoSecurity Magazine, reporting on a concerning trend in the gaming community. Hackers have been leveraging YouTube to distribute malware-infected video game cheats. Yes, you heard that right, video game hacks laced with malware. Gamers looking for an edge in their favorite titles are inadvertently downloading malicious software that could compromise their devices and personal information. So, how are these attackers getting in? Well, it seems they're exploiting the popularity of video game cheats and mods. By creating fake YouTube channels and uploading videos promising cheats for popular games like Fortnite and Call of Duty, they lure unsuspecting users into downloading their malware. Once installed, this malware can do a variety of things, from stealing sensitive information to turning the victim's device into a bot for launching further attacks. But the risks don't stop there. Businesses should also be concerned about these attacks, especially if employees are accessing gaming-related content on company devices. A compromised device could serve as a gateway for attackers to infiltrate corporate networks, leading to data breaches and other security incidents. So, what can you do to protect yourself and your business? First and foremost, be cautious of what you download, especially if it's from an untrusted source like a random YouTube channel. Stick to reputable sources for gaming mods and cheats, and always use robust antivirus software to detect and remove any malicious programs. Our next story takes us to the world of healthcare, where United Health is grappling with communications challenges following a cyberattack. According to the Wall Street Journal, the healthcare giant has been struggling to maintain communication with its customers and employees in the wake of a significant security incident. The details of the attack are still emerging, but it appears to be a sophisticated cyberattack targeting United Health's communication systems. With communication channels disrupted, the company is facing difficulties in providing timely updates to its stakeholders, including patients and healthcare providers. So, how did the attackers manage to infiltrate United Health systems? While specifics are scarce, it's likely that they employed a variety of tactics, including phishing emails, malware, or even exploiting vulnerabilities in the company's IT infrastructure. Whatever the method, the result is clear: a major disruption to United Health's operations and potential risks to the privacy and security of sensitive healthcare data. For businesses in any industry, this serves as a stark reminder of the importance of robust cybersecurity measures and incident response plans. From regular employee training on phishing awareness to implementing multi-factor authentication and conducting thorough security assessments, there are steps that organizations can take to mitigate the risk of falling victim to similar attacks. And finally, we turn to Krebs on Security for a closer look at the evolving tactics of cybercriminals. Despite their best efforts, it seems that even the most skilled phishing operators are still struggling with operational security, or OPSEC for short. While they may excel at crafting convincing phishing emails, their lack of attention to OPSEC details often leads to their downfall. The article highlights several recent examples of phishing campaigns that, while sophisticated in their design, ultimately failed due to mistakes made by the attackers. From using easily traceable infrastructure to leaving behind digital breadcrumbs that led law enforcement straight to their doorstep, these cybercriminals learned the hard way that OPSEC is just as crucial as technical prowess in the world of cybercrime. For businesses and individuals alike, this serves as a reminder that even the most convincing phishing emails should be approached with caution. Always verify the sender's identity before clicking on any links or downloading attachments, and report any suspicious emails to your IT department or cybersecurity provider immediately. Well, that's all the time we have for today's episode of The Daily Threat. Remember to stay vigilant, stay informed, and stay secure. And if you want to stay up to date on the latest cybersecurity news and analysis, be sure to subscribe to The Daily Threat. This episode was brought to you by QIT Solutions, your trusted partner in cybersecurity. Until next time, this is signing off. Stay safe out there.